Slow down, this is my showdown. The lady's on the loose and at large. Yes, dear, very good guess, dear. Though it's strange, there's been a change in who's in charge. When I give you the cue, you buckle your shoe. When I come through the door, you make love to the floor. A whole new routine to learn, but here's the upshot. I'm the queen and you're not. When I'm feeling down, better polish my crown. When I'm feeling miffed, better get me a gift. Keep your nose clean and give it all that you've got. I'm the queen and you're not. Guess whose royal highness has overcome her shyness? She's finally feeling 90 feet tall. Yesterday my mirror could not have made it clearer when asked who is the meanest queen of all. So if I should please spend some time on your knees, better stick to my beat when you're kissing my feet. Don't mean to be mean, but you just have to admit I'm the queen and you're shit. If I tell you to fly, better ask me how high. And if you're inclined, you may kiss my behind. As what's her name said in bed with Sir Lancelot, I'm the queen and you're not. Even though the old me did everything you told me, Medea's got ideas of her own. Power mad and greedy, but deep down I'm a sweetie. You must drop by and grovel at my throne. So making me tense is a capital offense. To make me annoyed is a thing I'd avoid. To quote Josephine aboard Napoleon's yacht, I'm the queen, et pas vous. That means I'm the queen and not you. I'm the queen. And you're not.